the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
A radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. Joe Galewski here. Thank you for listening today. To reach Dr. Mike, question, comment, suggestion, udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com. We get questions, email questions for our guests while we speak with guests on the air, or anything you may have a question about for Dr. Mike, udocs@gmail.com. Listen to us on one of our tremendous affiliates all over the country, also on iHeartRadio Talk. You can go to iHeartRadio.com and download the app, or you can use the web. If you're on your computer, go to the Internet, click Talk in the main menu. When you go to iHeartRadio.com, then you search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You'll find it there. Can we get a Real Age Tip of the Week on before the end of the hour, Dr. Mike?
We will. I'm going to decide during the hour what we're going to talk about based on one of the things that Dr. Ginsberg, Gary Ginsberg, our expert on what's toxic and what not, has some very interesting things. And I'm going to talk to him about BPA and phthalates and what people can do because of their new importance in some of the data. But I was going to do a tip based on one of the things that he said to us, if he said it. So we'll just have to wait till after Gary Ginsberg is on at 17 after the hour.
Okay, it's like calling an audible at the line of scrimmage. You do that very well. Also, he'll talk about LED lights maybe and how those could be damaging to our eyes. Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 20 minutes after the hour in this hour. I understand your Cleveland Clinic has some exciting news. You're getting into, Chinese herbal therapy? Is that right?
Yes. In fact, in the Wellness Institute, in our integrative medicine area, we're actually going to have a consultation for Chinese herbal therapy. The public wanted it. We found and located a practitioner and recruited a practitioner who was outstanding at this, and seemed to practice evidence-based medicine. That is medicine that's based on good data. And so we're going to have her, or she has started practice at the clinic and at the Lyndhurst Wellness Clinic. So for those of you who are listening in and around Cleveland, that is available to you already. Just call the Wellness Institute, or you can go to clevelandclinicwellness.com to find out more.
I guess a cold's inevitable at some point. I was telling you off the air that I had a cold all this week, and no matter how effectively you take care of yourself, sometimes you get one. There's no way to avoid it, is there?
Right. The difference between a cold and a flu, let's go over that. So a cold, it's basically in your head, your nose, upper respiratory, you're sniffling like you are, occasionally have a sinus drip, or even have respiratory cough as you bring stuff down from your head into your throat and into your lungs. A flu, on the other hand, has muscle aches and pains, is a lot more inflammation throughout the body. We give vaccines to prevent the flu. We don't have vaccines against the cold yet. The best treatment for the cold is, of course, mom's chicken soup. We don't know what ingredient it is in chicken soup that works, but chicken soup shortens a cold by about 50%. So do, if you will, zinc lozenges, and so do vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams, four times a day. Those are all in randomized, double-blind controlled trials, the best we have. But a cold seems to be, we don't have protection against it, and as long as you talk to other people, mix with other people, shake hands with other people, as a radio personality like yourself has to do, Joe, you will get a cold.
Well, I know, and we all touch, not only, we all touch something every day, right? That has germs on it. There's no way to avoid it. And colds basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, basically begin because of exposure to something that we touch that's you know, that we come in contact with.
Absolutely. And the cold virus usually doesn't live on surfaces very long. That's the rhinoviruses that are cold common and adenoviruses that are cold common don't live on surfaces that long. But they can live on surfaces. But the main reason we get them is by touching someone who also has a cold, or by getting sneezed on, coughed on, etc., by someone who has a cold. Obviously, the closed spaces of an airplane and the recycling of air of an airplane seem to increase this. So when you take your trip down to Florida, Joe, every weekend to play in your golf, and I know I'm kidding you, so people don't know you don't do that, but the more you take airplanes, it seems to me, the more we get colds, at least my friends and I. And that's because of the closed space and the recycling that occurs, I think, in the airplane air vent. So when you get on an airplane, turn off the air vent and make sure when you touch things, you alcohol wipe your hands and them off. One of the things you can carry is one of those little alcohol wipe bottles or wipettes that are alcohol-based, and that should help a great deal. So I've been trying to do that the last couple trips, and it seems to decrease my incidence of common cold anyway.
How often should you wash your hands? Not for how long, but how often?
The basic message is before you eat and before you touch your face after you've touched something else. So we touch our faces, but the kids touch it about 50 times an hour, amazing, 50 times an hour, once every minute and a half. Adults do it about 13 times an hour. So you're touching your face and your mouth quite commonly. So it basically is after you've touched someone else or touched another surface that you don't know that is absolutely clean, you should wash your hands or at least alcohol wipe them.
Before we go to the break, talk about bugs. Apparently, bugs, insects, right? I know they do this in some of the Far Eastern countries, and they that's part of their diet, regular diet. But apparently, insects are a really good way to get protein and healthy fats.
Well, they actually have a lot of protein, and I was fascinated to learn that termites have a lot of omega-7. That's the healthy fat. So if you don't like getting it from a supplement, and you don't like getting it from anchovies, which are the two other major sources. The problem with macadamia nuts is, of course, they have palm oil in them, which is an antagonist, palmitic acid. So if you want to get omega-7, which I think all of us should be getting, termites are a great way. The ick factor for Americans, but it's also high in protein and high in nutrients. So whether it is grasshoppers or grasshopper tea or whatever, I was interested to learn that termites, now you've got to obviously find a way to grow them in a sustainable fashion that doesn't cause problems and that all of them are killed by the time you get them. Maybe mixed up so that you can't tell they're termites. But that is a very valuable source of protein and grasshoppers too, and many of the other bugs. So it may be a new source of sustainable, if you will, agriculture, as long as the bugs don't eat everything else.
Well, there's a show on, and I watch it every day. I'm just addicted to it, even though they're just reruns, but I watch it all the time. It's called Bizarre Foods, and the host of this Bizarre Foods, Andrew Zimmern, travels all over the world and experiences all different kinds of different foods from all over the world. Some of these are pretty gross, but that's the way these people eat, and especially in areas like the Far East, these Far Eastern countries, you know, that's a big part of their diet are termites and insects and things, and that they eat a lot of that. And once you get past the creep, as you say, creep and crawl factor, then you can probably enjoy the benefits of them. What's toxic and what's not? Dr. Gary Ginsberg coming up next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm
Thanks,
very
honey.
Proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
A show brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and UBeauty.com. Time for What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg every week at this time in this hour. What's your favorite story from Dr. G this week, Dr. Mike?
It is the LED lights. What is LED lights? How hazardous are they, and how do we protect ourselves, Gary?
Well, the lights that are coming in a way to replace CFLs, which are the compact fluorescents, are LED light. They are a new technology. They're more energy efficient than the CFLs, and they don't have mercury. So all that sounds like win-win. They're way more energy efficient than the incandescents, which we all grew up with, and which is why incandescents are being phased out. Some types of incandescents are being outright banned so that we are going to a more energy-independent future. However, some research in rats is what I wanted to bring up today on whether the LEDs may have some issues. We've known that some people complain about the fluorescent lights because they're not completely on all the time. They may have a little bit of, you know, an on-off cycle to them, and that may give some people headaches. But overall, CFLs have been met with a reception. The LEDs are new, so we're all the guinea pigs here. We do know that people are sensitive to light, and the kind of light you're exposed to may affect you in subtle ways. And so these rats were exposed, not directly shining the light in their eyes, but it was from an overhead LED light setup, about roughly equivalent to about 60 watts, what you'd be exposed to at home. And they got retinal damage. The retina is a part of the back of your eye. They got retinal damage within 9 days. And so these were albino rats, Mike and Joe. They were not your average, kind of eyeball. You know, these eyes are more sensitive to light invasiveness and damage. And so, but, you know, that's why they use these kinds of animals for the test, because it is a sensitive test model. And the theory is that the blue part of the spectrum is enhanced in LED lights. There's some blue and some yellow in the light bulb, and they blend to make it look really white. It's a white light, but the blue end does come through in a subtle way to your retina, and they're thinking that that may be the end of the spectrum that's causing this retinal damage. So we don't know quite what it means. I wouldn't say don't buy LED lights yet. I would say, you can tinker with them. Right now, I'd still go with the CFLs. Make sure you don't break the CFL and release the mercury. If you want to put an LED in light somewhere in your house, it's probably not going to hurt you. I wouldn't set up my whole house with LEDs yet until there's more research on this.
Now, does zeaxanthin or lutein, which are the pigments that filter out sharp blue wavelengths in the retina before it gets to the retina, they're kind of coating on the retina, do those help protect you, or was that not studied yet?
Yeah, that hasn't been studied. That's likely what would be helpful in a non-albino eye that we're hoping would be make us less sensitive. But they haven't gotten down to the mechanisms and all the protective and sensitivity factors. So LED lighting, you got to put a new light bulb in everybody's house. You better test it first. And they're on the market. They're more expensive. They haven't caught on yet, but they're much more energy efficient. They last longer. I would say for right now, CFLs are still the best buy and the safest buy.
Joe? Gary, the kids like to put flashlights in other kids' eyes. And these little mini, I'm sure he had these little mini flashlights. They're about 3 inches long, right. And they're a little rolled, looks like a roll of nickels. And that light is a really bright white. Is that LED with those little balls in the lens?
Yeah,
is that LED lighting?
Those might be halogen lights, which are like a halogen gas that makes it brighter and more energy efficient, but they're not known to be damaging. But, you shine a bright light in anybody's eye for a prolonged period of time, and you're going to affect the pupil and the muscles and in the eye. And, you can do some damage. That's known by shining light directly. So kids playing is probably not a big deal. But that is a form of torture, shining light in people's eyes for a long period of time.
Well, we all did it. Yeah, we all did it. What's the wristband fad of the future?
Yeah. You know how people like to sign up for charities by wearing a Lance Armstrong wristband or some other cause for cancer, and you're wearing a pink band. Well, there's an environmental sensor that could be in a wristband. If they're experimenting now, silicone-based wristbands that look sort of like the rubbery kind of things people have been wearing. And since silicone does such a good job of absorbing chemicals from your direct environment, like from the air around you, this would be a monitor of what is in the environment. So they've already looked and found things like nicotine, phthalates, flame retardants that these wristbands can pick up. Just people who've been wearing them in some trials. They had an occupational study done where they found roofers had high levels of exposure to chemicals you expect coming from tar. So the potential here is that if populations start wearing these and then turning them in like once a month, it becomes a way to monitor a whole group of people in terms of, are we getting more exposure to things we would have never expected would be coming out of our cooking appliances, coming out of our flooring, coming out of our clothing. Chemists can analyze these wristbands and give them back to you, and you can wear them again next month, and we can see if that new thing on the market that has a smell to it is lighting up anything on the wristband. So it's a great idea.
Yeah. Got time. One more quick story.
Whether it'll catch on or not, who knows, but they would be cheap, and it would give our scientists a much better handle on what we're all getting exposed to.
One more quick story, Gary. What do you think would be good here to finish up with, Dr. Mike?
Well, let Gary pick his favorite. Gary?
Men's sperm counts or phthalates?
Yeah, let's talk about the French men here and whether they're fertile. And, this is sperm counts dropping is a global story, at least in developed westernized type countries. And the data from France last year was a 35% drop in the average sperm count in French men over from 1989 to 2012. So that's not very long period of time, 2% a year decrease in men's sperm. And this latest follow-up study, they looked at across France geographically where the sperm count drops occurring the most. Is it uniform or is it not uniform? And they found the greatest drops in one growing country. And why one growing country? Well, they don't know for sure, but the theory is that French men working in that area are exposed to the high levels of pesticides. And we've known before and previously phthalates, plasticizers can be, and BPA, these kinds of endocrine disruptors can be toxic to the male spermatogenesis. Well, now we're also pointing, this study points a finger in the direction of pesticide workers and trying to avoid high levels of pesticide in your diet or especially in the garden. If us guys, we want to keep virile. And, Viagra's not going to help with your sperm count, guys. They help you in other ways, but we are losing overall about 2% a year our maleness. And that's not
right,
something
Dr.
that we
Gary.
Want to give up.
Got it, Dr. G. Thanks. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com. Go to his website often. What is the connection between your temper and a heart attack? And what are some of the best things of fruits and vegetables you're not eating? Coming up after the break, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody, so get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout: give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week in about 15 minutes. It's going to be a good one. Good one. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com for your comments or questions for Dr. Mike or guests and join us on the iHeartRadio Talk. Also, if you miss a segment or miss an interview or a Real Age Tip, you can go to RadioMD.com and catch the show. Listen to the whole show. You'll become smarter and listen to it early and often. If you've had eye injections because you have macular degeneration or know someone who has, they soon could become a thing of the past because of nanotechnology. Dr. Mike, tell us more about this.
Well, it's only been used in about 8 patients so far, but when you have the wet form of macular degeneration, and what that means is blood starts leaking out of fragile blood vessels. What happens with macular degeneration is you don't get enough blood supply to the macula, so you, in your attempt to correct this, create new blood vessels. Well, those new blood vessels are abnormal and are fragile, and so they leak blood, making the thing worse, meaning you leak blood, you get inflammation there, you get scarring, and it gets less eyesight in the macula. So it's a self-perpetuating and worsening positive feedback system. So what the doctor does is they find these blood vessels and they apply a drug, and there are several, Avastin is one of them, that stop or that kill the blood vessel, that stop new blood vessels from forming and that coagulate or stop that blood vessel. Well, this requires skill and injection by the ophthalmologist to get it on the macula in the right way. And it's a fairly expensive procedure, both because the drug is expensive and because the physician's skill is great. Well, now with nanotechnology, it appears you can get back to the retina with an eye drop. You put the medicine of Avastin in a little nanoparticle and put an eye drop in, and it gets back to the retina, saving you not having to have a physician, a skilled ophthalmologist, do this, and secondly, maybe making it much more easy so you don't have to go to a doctor's office, you don't have to schedule the appointments, etc. So it's only been used in 8 patients, worked in what I understand is a majority of those, but not all by any means, but appears to be on the way, this nanotechnology, and if it's so, it will radically change the way we treat wet macular degeneration. Joe?
Yeah, my mom has it, wet macular degeneration, and she went through the series of eye injections. It sounds a little more gross than it really is, actually. She didn't have a problem with it. I think she took Lucentis. Is that the drug she took with the injection?
Yep, there are several drugs, and Lucentis is one of them.
Yeah, and she took them for as long as, you know, they were effective. After a while, once, you know, they don't become effective anymore, then they don't give it to you anymore. But, you know, luckily, it hasn't progressed anymore. And she's 83, and, you know, but it's a tough thing to deal with because, you know, it's I guess you see a shadow in front of you. She can see an insect on the floor, you know, from where she stands, but she can't see my face clearly when I speak with her. It's like a gray cloud, so it's a very frustrating thing to deal with, and after they figured out they couldn't do much with the injections anymore. So, and there are ways to, some things you can take to keep that away, right? I know, is it lutein in multivitamins, right?
So what you want to do is to prevent the first stage. So there are 2 stages. There's a dry stage, which is very common in America, and then a wet stage, which your mom have, which is rarer, associated with genetics, it's associated with diabetes, it's associated with smoking. So there's some things that you can avoid. That is, if you avoid smoking and avoid blood sugar control problems, then you can reduce your chances or delay the onset. But the most thing you can do is prevent the first stage, because it goes from stage 1 to stage 2. How do you prevent the first stage? It is DHA. We speak about 900 milligrams of DHA for everyone over the age of 50 for your memory. Well, it also helps prevent the first stage, the dry macular degeneration. And the second thing is lutein and zeaxanthin, 10 milligrams of lutein, 2 milligrams of zeaxanthin. Those are found in leafy green vegetables, but we often don't get enough. For example, I was eating a lot of leafy green vegetables, and when my doc looked at the back of my eye with a special device that measures lutein and zeaxanthin, it was clear that I wasn't absorbing those as well as I should. So I now am on a supplement with DHA, lutein, and zeaxanthin, which is probably what all of us over the age of 50 should be on to prevent the first stage. Going from the second stage to worsening second stage, there are specific eye vitamins called Ocuvites, is one of the brands, that have been shown to decrease the onset. And those contain DHA, lutein, and zeaxanthin, as well as a specific group of vitamins such as vitamin C, E, and some zinc and copper. And the quantities of those have recently been revised. And the Ocuvites and the vitamin companies have kept up with that, so there are specific vitamins you take for that. But the key is don't get those don't help prevent the first stage going to the second stage or prevent the onset of the first stage. What all of us should be doing is DHA, xanthine, and lutein, zeaxanthine and lutein, in from age 50 on. Joe?
Okay, so what now, moving on to a heart attack and the connection between heart attacks and tempers. People have short fuses, you know, angry outbursts, that kind of behavior. What is the connection between somebody's flying off the handle and possibly getting a heart attack?
Well, it turns out that someone's anger causes rupture of plaques. So we have plaques in our arteries. Most of us have them. That is, if you look at Americans, it's probably 80% of us over the age of 30 have plaques, and it gets a little higher as you get older. And those plaques require inflammation to rupture. It turns out that one of the things that appears to cause inflammation, maybe because it turns on inflammatory genes, is anger. And so you double your risk. If you have an angry outbreak, you double your risk of having a heart attack or stroke in the next 30 days. So for example, if you have a 2% risk, that is, you normally have a 2% per year risk of a heart attack, you would have a 4% risk. If you have a 25% risk, it goes up to a 50% risk. So it's a great increase percentage-wise, but it also depends on your underlying risk. So the key, again, is not only managing your anger, and that's absolutely key. Learn the stress modification techniques so you manage your anger, and anger management is key, but also decrease all the other risk factors you have for coronary artery disease. That's absolutely a key.
I kind of wonder how some of these coaches coach teams, you know, sports teams, and how worked up they get about things. They elevate that blood pressure level. They probably put a little strain on their heart, right?
Absolutely. So when Boeheim in the Duke game, one of my favorite examples of, he looked like he was trying
there.
To pull, he looked like he was, I mean, when you looked at him, he looked like he was trying to pull his jacket down so he could, was containing yeah. himself. I mean, it must be very hard to contain yourself when you see a horrendous call, or what you think is a horrendous call. I thought it was a horrendous call at the time. When you see a horrendous call, and you want to yell at the ref. Well, if you're a fan, you can yell anything you want at the ref.
Yeah, and you never yell at basketball games. You keep a level head every time you go to a Cleveland Cavaliers game. That's
as you know, I would almost get thrown out, Joe.
Yes, right. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. The email address, the Real H Tip of the Week, in 5 minutes. We have a couple minutes to kind of bullet through some of these medical stories of the week this week. And study says, Dr. Mike, too much protein could lead to early death? Too much protein?
Right. This is animal protein in middle age. So it's four-legged fat protein, if you will. And the association was more than a doubling of your risk of dying in the next 18 years, starting at age 50. So you want to not have, and we've got a lot of stories on saturated fat and animal protein. Animal protein causes inflammation because it changes the bacteria in your gut, and the saturated fat from animal protein also turns on inflammatory genes. So it's a double whammy, and that's why it increases. It doubles the risk of cancer and more than doubles the risk of heart disease and doubles your risk of dying from age 50 to 68. After 68, the question is, maybe we need more healthy protein from soy, from vegetarian sources, from nuts and fish, because frailty is a problem as we get older and you need protein to keep your muscle mass up. But that isn't well. That is not as well established, and certainly not animal protein, other than fish. That is certainly not four-legged or two-legged protein is needed as you get older. Obviously, two-legged protein is better than four-legged protein.
Right. Beef is the big culprit, right?
Beef and pork, right? Pork is as equal as beef.
Okay. We all need to eat fruits and vegetables. What are some of the best parts of fruits and vegetables that we're not eating and we should?
Well, we're wasting about 30% of fruits and vegetables, but the average American eats 1.8 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The recommended is 9, so we're way short. And not only that, we don't eat a lot of the healthy parts, such as, if you will, the apple peel, the stems of Swiss chard, the orange peel, beet greens, watermelon rind, turnip greens, the skin of the potato. It's got a lot. It's got most of the nutrients of potatoes in it. So when you get your fries, get it with the skin on. And don't get the fries. Get them baked. And, of course, pumpkin seeds are really good. So there are a lot of things that you could just add a little bit to, and it would be wonderful.
These juicers, you're not a big believer in these juicers we see infomercials for?
I'm a big believer in blenders. Vitamix is a blender. It takes everything in the fruit and vegetable. You could even put a tire in there. Vitamix is so good, and it would turn it into a liquid. But, in fact, the juicer, it takes out all the good stuff. You throw that out, and you get just the juice, which is much less nutrient-based. So what you really want is a blender like a Vitamix, which takes the whole fruit and vegetable and grinds it, liquefies it, and you get it. So I'll be staying at Dr. Oz's house Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. We will have the green drink, and I can tell you it is blended, and whatever he puts in there, we'll get the full thing.
The green drink? What's in the green drink?
Well, he usually puts everything green plus a few apples, and horror of horrors, he throws it. I mean, he does throw in DHA, but he also throws in some cod liver oil and some lemon. Yeah, it's horrible. But he masks it, but it is. So he'll put in some celery and some spinach, and literally it's literally every – so we'll get some beet greens and some apple. It's wonderful. A spinach, it, and I try and get mine without the cod liver oil, but with the DHA supplements mixed in. He's got one of those Vitamix blenders that does a wonderful job in taking everything and turning it into a delightful liquid.
Okay, one more quickie here, then we'll go to the Real Age tip. Eating more fat, could it help flatten our stomachs?
Well, if you eat the right kind of fat, so this is a very interesting study, that if you ate unsaturated fat, that is the fat that's in the healthy fish oil, DHA, the fat that's in nuts like walnuts, the fat that's in sunflower oil, canola oil, etc., that non-saturated fat turns on the genes that build muscle, it turns out. Saturated fat, it turns out, causes you to accumulate fat in your belly. So you want to avoid saturated fat. That's four-legged animal fat, two-legged animal skin, palm and coconut oil. They turn on genes that cause you to build a bigger tummy and more fat in your tummy, whereas the healthy fat, apparently it turns on other genes that help us stay thinner.
And those are the top medical news stories of the week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Time now for the Dr. Mike Real Age Tip of the Week.
And Joe, this one's just for you. The dangers of driving while under the influence of a bad cold. If your nose looks like a radish, and your eyes are more watery than chicken soup at a bad diner, the only equipment you should be operating, Joe, is a thermometer. The common cold, it turns out, is an automobile accident waiting to happen. One reason, a single sneeze lasts 2 to 3 seconds, and your eyes automatically close during that sneeze. If you're driving 70 miles an hour and you sneeze, you're driving blind for 315 feet. Instead, ask a friend or your wife or taxi service for a lift. Then get 8 hours of sleep nightly, Joe. Take 1,000 international units of virus-fighting vitamin D3 daily. Drink chicken soup twice a day at least. And wash your hands like a maniac. And that's the Real Age tip of the week, Joe.
So a chauffeur, you know, in Syracuse, how much it costs to take a cab from the radio station to my house? It's
well,
a 11-minute ride. It's $25.
That's why I said get your wife or a friend. So your wife, or if you go on back streets and travel a little slowly, put a little extra distance, then if you sneeze, you're only blinded for a little bit of time.
So when you sneeze, how many feet do you go when you couldn't you might be not in control of your function?
If you're driving 70 miles an hour, average 2.5 seconds of driving blind, which is 315 feet.
And that's only if you sneeze once. What if you have you get a sneezing jag, right? You sneeze 2, 3, 4 times. You could go a whole mile, you know.
Yeah,
and
you're in control of
the car.
Right. That's the problem. And what they found is that, in fact, having a cold is a bigger risk factor than texting while driving.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Didn't know that. The Real Age Tip of the Week, Dr. Mike. Well, thank you for listening to the show today. Check us out anytime at RadioMD.com and iHeartRadio Talk as well. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase 2 bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a 3rd bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive 3 bottles of Nighttime for the price of 2.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA. TakeOmega.com.